And I'm Raf.
We're Raf.
Raf Arispo of the Far From Vesuvius podcast. That's Raf Pizarro of Calcio Napoli Club. Just rant about Napoli.
Let's just let's go for it.
We're going to rant. We're going to match report. We're going to talk about the games. We're going to talk about topics. You leave comments and we'll read your comments out, question.
All right. Quick stats.
Yes. Throw the stats up there. On to a nice little segment that we're going to call the Beast of the Match.
The who is beasting it for the Napoli team? Let's see.
But follow us on Facebook. Rafael Arispo, Ralph Pizarro, Twitter at RafaNapoli83. That's me.
CNC USA 26.
I want some feedback to the show. What do you guys want to see? What do you want to see more or less of? This is going to be a show for you guys too. I want a lot of comments.
We want to rant about something. Let us know if you want us to rant about something.
I promise you, we're not going to agree on everything all the time.
We won't.
We're
going to
yell at each other every now and then.
Come and rant. This is what it's for. We want to give you a space to let loose so you can do it here.
Well, that's going to do it, Ralph. You know, were we boring enough for you?
I don't know. I think we were great.
Let's get to it.
Madonna do Carmen, aiutici tu.
And benvenuti, fellas and bellas all over the world. Welcome to another episode of the Raf and Raf Rant. I am Raf Pizarro, joined by my co-host, the Vicar of Vesuvius, Rafa Rispo. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome.
What's going on, my man? How are you?
Chilling, brother. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing really, really good, man. Vibes are up. You know, Napoli won. Beat
Big
Juventus.
Win this weekend.
Huge win.
Looking majestic with your hair, doing beard.
Thank
out
you.
Today. I'm loving it. Shout out to everybody in the chat. Let's get this rant on the road. We got a very special episode today, guys. I'm not even going to delay any further. Two very special guests tonight, guys. You know them. You love them. It is Mike and Marco from IFTV.
Yo!
Welcome,
yo!
Gentlemen.
What's up, boys?
What's going on?
What's up, dude?
Ciao, guys. How are you doing? Welcome.
Good, love and life.
Good to see you guys. The IFTV dynamic duo meets the Napoli dynamic duo up here, guys. Good to see the both of you. How you doing tonight?
Good to see you guys. You guys have been absolutely killing it. We've been tuning in a lot of the time, and it's just unbelievable.
Thanks, man. We really appreciate it, man. Hey, and you guys too. I mean, come on. We got to talk about the IFTV blowing up. Just huge time, man. Come on. Gotta pay respects to you guys. I'm so happy you guys were able to come in today after the Napoli Juve game. Marco, great job on CBS lately so far, bro. Mike, you guys, your work is just great, Mike. You know, Ralph can appreciate your work too, man.
Oh, like, man, I'm a big fanboy, Mike, man, when it comes to production. I want you to know that, Mike.
The production dudes, right?
The production dudes, right? You know, hey, listen, you know, everybody got a role. We do it, guys. But you do it so well, guys. I was, you know, it was funny. I was watching, Mark, I was recently watching a couple of your older videos, you know, like when you first started out. And I really enjoyed them. You know, it's kind of like the beginnings because a lot of people seek the end result, but you don't really appreciate the journey, like the ladder you have to climb in order to get there. And I think the biggest one, and I shared it maybe like less than an hour ago on Twitter, you sitting next to Giuseppe Rossi. I remember watching the interview you had. It was like, maybe it was in a park. I don't know if it was some kind of like benefit, you interviewing him. And then now you sitting next to him. In the studio, can you just tell me real quick? I mean, it was like, how'd that go? How was it? Like, how do you feel in there, man? You're doing a great job, by the way. So.
Thank you. First of all, thank you. I saw your tweet, and it made me remember that. And I was like, whoa. So I searched it up. Like, I searched IFTV Giuseppe Rossi on YouTube, and I found three videos. The first interview, which was like the first day I ever interviewed anybody in my life. Mm-hmm. And then we also... Dude, do you remember we made him do an intro and he was like, IFTV, the best in the world?
I tried to flush
it. Yo, it was hilarious. Yo, if you see it, it's like the most cringe video of all time.
Come on. We all have cringe stuff.
Yo, we saw him at his benefit. I think it was like his charity match. And we were like, yo, we have like, if you watch, also, if you see in the interview, like, you could hear me say to him, hey, we got this like YouTube channel. You're like our idol. Like,
yeah.
Bro, it's so funny. I forgot about it. And me and him were talking about it yesterday, but it's unbelievable. Like, for me, growing up as an Italian American in this country, I remember like being like 14, 15 And the dream, like the dream of anybody who watches football, any kid that watches football, is to become a pro, right? That's usually like what we all got into it with. So Giuseppe, for me, at like 14 years old, when I saw this kid, you know, from New Jersey, which is like, you know, almost where I'm from, New York, like an Italian-American kid that made it to the Italian national team, like I could not believe it. And he was like my idol. So it's really unbelievable that it's come like full circle right now.
I think it's amazing, man.
Was that the same day you guys interviewed Del Piero also? Yeah. Was that the same day?
Yeah, it was the same
day. It was a charity match with a bunch that's of awesome. Players over there, actually.
Yeah, so we kind of like scammed our way into that charity match. So we didn't have a YouTube channel at the time. So what I did is I knew the guy that was organizing Steve Nash's showdown in Chinatown. Right. And they told me like, oh, you know, like Del Piero was going to be there. Giuseppe Rossi is going to be there, whatever. So I used to play calcetto with this guy over here in New York. So I told him he was organizing the event. I said, listen, man, I will work for you the entire summer for free. Like, you don't have to pay me. Just give me a media pass for my non-existing YouTube channel, because it was still just like an idea. And we bummed our way into it. Like, they accepted. And then we were just thrown onto the media. Like, we were thrown onto the field with, like, you know how the media is sometimes. Like, everybody's like, they're so bloodsucking. And we're like some young kids, like, in college who are figuring out how to operate, like, behind the ears.
Right.
And, like, we were scared to, like, go up to them. Like, we didn't want to intrude. And, like, everyone was just jumping on top of us to try to interview everyone. And literally last second, like, Del Piero was alone. And I was like, hey, Alex, like, you think you could talk to me for, like, a couple minutes? And then – we made it happen. So yeah, I don't know how we've gotten to this point. It still doesn't really make sense to me.
It goes by so fast, doesn't it? It goes by so fast. And the next thing you know,
how many years? 5 years ago. Is that now? It's five years ago, man.
I saw it today, five years ago.
I mean, it makes sense, right? You know, a few years putting in work, but the point is that you know, you was always consistent. You was always there no matter what, and you guys have grown so much. And people are saying, even in our chat right now, we got Cliff saying how you guys are inspiring. Yeah.
Cliff is my boy, guys.
Cliff's our dude. He was, you know, he was our Juve correspondent once here on the RAN. He had an appearance.
We beat up
here
on him a little bit.
Yeah, we did. We did. He took it like a champ.
Everyone can beat up on Juve these days.
Yeah, right now we're definitely gonna get into it. Right, it's been a bit of a punching bag. You're right. But yeah, but just guys, like, you know, it's been inspiring. I just want you to know that, you know, from the bottom of our hearts here at the RAN, keep on going, keep doing your thing, man.
Yeah, man, for sure.
But let's get down to business a little bit, guys. So, you know, this weekend, huge rivalry game, Napoli-Juve. So many good games, by the way. I mean, Serie A is full steam ahead. It's been a joy to watch. I know that past Roma-Sassuolo game is awesome. But let's talk a little. I know, Marco, you're a big Juve fan. Mike, you support Napoli a lot. You say that a lot. You do say you love Napoli.
Whenever me and Marco do videos, like, Marco, huge Juve fan. Mike, what the hell? Who do you support?
Like, who do you support? So can we just get an official who do you support?
He's never going to say. There's no real official thing,
but I've always
– Wait a minute. Are you
– won't say it publicly.
I've always liked a lot of teams.
But are you telling me, Marco, that there is a team?
There's a team.
I'm going to crack it. I'm telling you, I'm going to crack it.
Listen, you have to, like, record him when he's not paying attention or something. Like,
I'm going
to
crack it.
Very good with the camera.
He's lying.
Tell me in Greek, Mike.
Go out for a couple beers again. Like, we weren't, like, at
the beer garden. I got to get it back.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Listen, so, you know, I always thought it was Inter, but you always – You always, like, give props to Napoli, Mike. I really appreciate that.
I've always loved Napoli. Well, the Greek roots definitely help. My last being there definitely helps. In the beginning, now, I don't know. It's a little tougher.
A little tougher.
I've always had a soft spot for them.
I've just seen the Manolas dip, like, in years. Like, I remember when he first went to Roma, he was just so high on Manolas, and then it just slowly, like, not even he's sticking up for him at this point. Like, once he stopped getting called up to the national team, Mike used to defend his every move. Like, he could lose the ball completely on his own, and he'd be like, yeah, but where are the players around to help him?
Even last game when he made the mistake, I was like, bro, you couldn't communicate and say Morata was coming. Like, what's wrong with you guys?
See?
It was a mess. That was a mess. Mike from IFTV is SSC Manolas fan.
That's it. We're claiming you, Mike. That's it.
No. SSC Manolas. That's his team.
SSC Manolas. Well, I'm just so you know, I'm from Astoria, which makes me 3% Greek.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, right? So yeah, so you got to come through, man. You know. We'll have a frappe one day on 30th Avenue, you know, Cafe True or whatever, you know, whatever they get. But but seriously, guys, let's get down to it. You know, Mike, I'll kind of kick it to you real quick. You know, we had all these kind of league predictions, right? And kind of like prior to the season starting, or even prior to the Mercato ending, which I was saying once on this episode, it was like maybe that was a mistake for everybody to do. We should have waited for the Mercato for the market to end. One of the big names for Juve. The it factor for Juve, rather, was Allegri. Once we found out that Allegri became coach of Juventus, Juve kind of became a favorite
to win.
They've been struggling past three games, obviously. You know, they've dropped points. How do you see it so far? You know, Mike, I'll kick the question to you as well. But in these first three games, I know it's only three games. There's a whole lot of season left, but can I just get like your reaction as a fan to his performance with Juventus?
Can I just add one thing, by the way? I just looked it up just to fact check. Me, Michael, and Peter are the only members of our podcast who put Napoli in the top four before Ronaldo left like 3 weeks ago.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
Like way before. I was watching it. I remember watching it going, what's Antonio thinking?
Like, yeah.
I know he was so last minute with the little pen and paper, but seventh place? Just because we finished seventh place in the pandemic season doesn't mean we're finishing seventh place this season. It's not happening.
Right.
Like, my dad put it,
My dad had him seventh. Yeah.
My dad had no clue what was going on because somebody must have like spiked him like his limoncello or something.
I'm
because
surprised.
he never does rash things like that.
Yeah, but to be fair to them, okay, Napoli made no moves in the transfer market. Everybody else kind of got better. It's funny because and you know, I want you guys to answer the Juve question, but I'm going to say real quick, a lot of people out there thinking that, like, you know, Ronaldo left come si chiama, left it's his name, Inter, Lukaku left, you know, Hakimi, you know, all these guys leaving, the bigger guys leaving. Donnarumma, and the league got weaker and weaker. But I think every team in Serie A got so much stronger, if you ask me. Like, the top seven is going to be such a crapshoot for me that I told Bonetti on CalcioCast, I said, guys, for me, top seven is each team from the top seven is going to be separated by at least 3 points. Like, I don't think you'll see 3 points separating each position from one to seven. And who the hell is going to get into the top seven? Now you got Fiorentina. Now you got, you know, Lazio, who if they stay healthy, there'll be something. You got Roma, who's showed, you know, Mourinho might fall off. It's just how he does it. But all these teams really did improve, but Napoli didn't make any moves in the transfer market till the last day of the market. And what people fail to see is that the biggest moves they made were not selling Fabian, not selling Koulibaly, not selling off the farm to make the money up that they missed from missing Champions League and preparing the team for Spalletti, you know, because he likes the team. So for me, that's what makes Napoli, if they stay fit, definitely top four, definitely. So when I see other people going, oh, no, Napoli, forget them. You know, they're not going to finish in Champions League. They'll finish out at top seven. Like, to me, it just doesn't make sense. And you don't really know. I'm not insinuating Antonio and your dad don't know Napoli, but I mean, you know.
They don't know anything.
I'm not insinuating it. You got to look at the team, man. Yeah. This team last season, if they weren't as injured as they were, and I don't care who says what, everybody went through COVID and injuries. If Napoli weren't as injured as they were last season, they would have challenged, I think, Inter for the Scudetto if they didn't have all those simultaneous injuries. I mean, go ahead.
It's like that both of them, I think that they looked at it the wrong way, in my opinion. And like the best signing for me, Napoli, was Spalletti in the summer. I rated Spalletti extremely high. And I think that's where them two didn't. I think they both they were both mad that Gattuso lost his job. Let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. So I think they were going off of that negativity rather than the positivity that Spalletti was going to bring to the team, which for me is a step above. Listen, respect to Gattuso for what he did, but Spalletti's a coach that's going to get you Champions League.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I was with them in the being upset with Gattuso. I was. We were talking to Mike before we went on the air. Gattuso for me was such an emotional, like the decision to let him go was emotional for me because he was a fan favorite in this household. My kids and my fiance was, they called him Gasmucho because they wanted to like kiss him every time they saw him on TV. Yeah. Dude, but I mean, like we loved the guy. We loved what he brought to the team. The fact that he got the players playing back to their potential, the fact that that he really did make an impact on the team, even though they finished seventh and fifth, they won a Coppa Italia. They progressed, in my opinion, from when Ancelotti had the team and the whole thing with the mutiny. But yes, in retrospect, thinking about Spalletti coming in, you know, and then I look at his stats and I know who Spalletti is and I've seen him do his thing for years and years and years, but I actually dug in and studied, you know, and doing all this, we now actually study everything, you know, and seeing that he has a striker like Osimhen, he has a keeper like Medet that's going to come back. He has a top two defenders, if you ask me, in the league, or at least there's two center backs, at least like second or third in Serie A, at least maybe second. But what I'm trying to say is that Napoli have so much more than what other people think. And by not making moves in the offseason, everybody wanted a left back. Mario Rui's not good enough, this and that. For me, the whole thing was keeping the unit together was big for me, and then adding Spalletti into that. And then Anguissa at the end of the market was, I mean, Marco, you saw the game in the studio. What were you, you know, you heard Bonetti too. Anguissa, what were the feelings about him and that? I mean,
I think I think everyone, you know, we were all pretty on the same page that we all loved him. I think we all had him as our best player, like Giuseppe.
Yeah.
All of us in the studio.
We definitely had him be a man of the match too. We're first talking about. I was like, man, this is for us. He's making a Serie A debut. We didn't know too much about him. Peter actually gave him a shout. I was like, he actually might impress you guys.
Peter knows everybody.
And this guy was all, he covered every blade of grass. This guy was attacking. He was defending. He had an extra set of lungs. He was incredible. I thought you'd think he'd be a Serie A vet or something, the way he was running around. I was just super, super impressed with him. Him and Fabian were really running the show in the midfield over there.
Definitely, and it was good to see. It's good to see like a nice strong presence back in the Napoli midfield a little bit. I think it's something after. I know Bakayoko was in everybody's favorite, but it was the idea of having this big strong guy in the midfield is something that Napoli I think needed to kind of help balance out a little bit of the height and speed that we see from them. But basically, strength adding to that pace. It was nice to see guys, but I still want to. Marco. What want to get your thoughts? Like, where do you see Juve so far? Look, based on your best, you know, analysis of Juve right now, how are you worried at all about Juventus? Or what can they do to improve? You know, even if you want to go off a little bit of versus Napoli versus Juventus, like, where do you see this team going? Like, what do they need to do?
Yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, at this point, they're fighting for they're in the relegation part of the table. You got to keep scrolling to be able to see where they are. I think everybody is worried a little bit at this point. And I know, you know, a lot of people want to say, okay, the match against Napoli, they were missing the South American players, they were missing Chiesa, they were missing this and that, whatever. But at the end of the day, the performance was what was pretty disappointing because, you know, if you look at it, they went up 1-0, which I was already surprised that they were winning the match. And then Allegri was happy with the 1-0 and kind of was just hoping that at one point just to get a tie. And you see the tired legs and you see the lack of idea and even an attack. I mean, they didn't do anything. They were sort of just defending. The reason why it was working in the first half was because Napoli was not quick enough. They were not breaking Juventus quick enough. And Juventus did what they had to do, and they just stayed compact, and they everybody went backwards, and they defended the lead. And then Napoli did really good coming out in the second half. They were guns blazing. And honestly, it should not have gone into the 84th minute or 85th minute for Napoli to have scored the second. Napoli were the aggressors the entire match, and Napoli for sure deserved to win. I think for Juventus, there's a lot of question marks. And there's also, you know, obviously since Ronaldo left, there was some Juve fans, oh, we're happy, you know, the team's going to get better, which is just crazy. Mm-hmm. To me, Ronaldo was only masking the deep-rooted issues that were at Juventus for years. And anyone who actually studied and followed Juventus and looked at it from not an emotional state, you know, not a biased state where you realize you're a fan, you're like, okay, I'm happy that we're winning the Scudetto. You know, really looking at how the team was, you could see it constantly depleting. And the only thing that was saving you is because you had a guy that could score 29 goals or with one header could score a goal and save you in a match and get you a point or get you 3 points. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was kind of, it's kind of like, you know, you put makeup on a broken foundation, you know? So it looks good on the surface. You wash it off and then it's ugly. That's kind of how it was for me. That's how I see it.
I mean, that's deep, man. But I mean, one could say, you know, I love it.
I guess you're about to cry right now.
I'm holding back.
I gave him one of my past experiences right there.
But, you know, one can say, you know, three mistakes in that game, three goals, right? Like, personally, I thought this game was going to end in a tie.
It was two mistakes in that game, two goals. It was another mistake against Udinese.
Three, though.
Oh, all together. I'm sorry.
All together. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about Juve. No.
Just like three, all three goals, three mistakes from three different people. Games 2-1. I mean, some people were arguing that on Twitter. Some people, like, I don't want to make excuses, but it really felt a little like that. My prediction that game is going to be kind of a stalemate, maybe a tie game, and then three mistakes happen, three goals again. So I don't know. Maybe my prediction could have been right, but Chesney.
I was very content going into the 80th minute, saying, you know what, and Lorenzo was out. You know, we had a Zielinski come in that hasn't played since the first, you know, 30 minutes of the season. And I was like, you know what? A tie here, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? We're still 5 points ahead of Juve, you know, 7 points from our first nine. I'd be good with that, you know? But the mistakes, like Ralph was about to allude to from Chesney all season long, they don't happen, and you're looking at a different Juve. They also, for me, that first match against Udinese, Ronaldo was off by this much, and if there's no VAR or if he's just a friggin' centimeter behind, Juve win that game, and we might be talking about something different. I mean, he ended up leaving anyway, but still, like, I feel. Listen, I have nightmares of 2015-16 when Juve were 1 point from three, and behind Napoli by a whole ton of points. And then came back and in November, beat Napoli and took first place and ran with it and finished 9 points ahead of us. So that was Sarri's first season, Allegri's second. So it's not over. But, I mean, what are you guys going to do with Chesney? What's Juve going to do with Chesney? Because he can't keep making these mistakes, man. If it happens again, now you got Milan on the weekend. It happens against Milan.
Mike, did you think that little deflection from Chesney was a mistake? I think he was stretching out, maybe, but... You think he could have played a little bit better?
You're saying the goal?
On the Koulibaly goal.
No, not the Koulibaly goal, that was Keane's fault. Completely.
So then you're talking about the Politano goal then?
To be honest, it looked like he comfortably had it, and then he just popped it in front of him. I mean, in that sense, you just gotta punch it out, so there's no like a question marks or anything.
Get it out.
He had the ball in his hand.
That's what I'm saying. It looked like a comfortable thing, and then it dropped in front of him. And then Politano somehow racked it quickly and popped it in.
Also, Rabiot was like staring at butterflies. I don't know. He wasn't marking the ball. But he wasn't marking the player.
No, he thought he was playing for Napoli too.
Marco Politano.
Yeah, so I was watching it again at the shop today. I was watching the game again, and my cousin with me too. We were just watching it just to, you know, kind of refresh our memories, and we were like, "What does Keane think he's on Italy and he's wearing blue? Like, what's he doing?" Like,
so I thought the same. I was wondering the same thing, and I asked Giuseppe and I asked Mike since they were, you know, former players that played at a higher level. Neither of them felt that way either. Their explanation was that they think that he saw it late. And that it was instinct. It was more so instinct to try to get it out, and he messed up. That was their.
If you could see it when he goes for the header, it hits his shoulder, so it didn't really hit him in the. And I was, but a big thing that your dad Marco made this huge point And I was watching the live feed. I had put on the live feed earlier, right before I got here. I kind of fast forwarded to the end. And your dad, Marco, said, why is Keane playing in the middle of the box when he's the only forward where he should be playing outside the box if there's a clearance? And what's he doing in there? Like, that's Allegri supposed to tell him, dude, like, you know, here's where you stand. Like, you train for these things, you know. But at the same time, Moise Keane just got back from you know, being at PSG and Everton or whatever. And he was only with the team after the Italia call-up, so it was only 3 days there. So there's a lot to work on. There's a lot for Juve to work
on. It's probably true. Like, you know, that I guess that kind of goes back to, like, just being content at a 1-1. It was like, let's load the box with everybody that we have instead of, like, trying to put something there.
Conserve the lead.
Yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Do you think at all that you know, Juve seemed to sit back and not mind a little bit? Like, almost – they were in that 4-4-2, almost waiting for that counterattack. Locatelli did well trying to push the ball forward. I feel like he was – I'm not going to say he was the best one on the field, but he was certainly one – you know, Matteo Bonetti was saying it all the time calling the game. He did a great job, by the way. Locatelli trying to push the ball forward and trying to create something in an attack. Do you feel like, considering Allegri rested that large contingent of like South American players who are on international duty, do you think Juve was trying to conserve energy for this Malmo game? Because, I mean, let's face it, you guys are 9 times champions in Italy. I mean, like, you really, really want the Champions League, right? I mean, can we say that fairly? Like, Juventini, Juventus really want this Champions League. Was this a ploy at all to rest the team for Malmo this weekend?
I think it was probably a little bit of both. I think also with Chiesa too. You know, who Chiesa, you know, he didn't have a serious problem, but you know, it was sort of like that not risk because the season is long. And I think Allegri, he was in this situation before in 2015, 2016. He knows that he can make up the points. So I think it was that reason. I think that he just, you know, with Champions League coming up, plus they were just arriving, you know, late last minute. Cuadrado probably could have been the one to play, but then he had a stomach issue because he arrived a little bit earlier. Mm. But I don't know. It's probably a little bit of both.
Well, did Cuadrado and Ospina, I believe, arrive back to Italy at the same time? They came back together. Ospina, same plane. All right. Ospina played, but Ospina's a goalkeeper. You know, listen. It sucks to play on.
Problem,
and he had an additional problem too.
He had a stomach problem.
A stomach, dude, right? Yeah.
Guys, last year, the same time frame, Napoli after coming back from the international break. Napoli had to play Atalanta with Duvan Zapata and there was a couple of other players that came back late because South America plays this fixture on a Thursday and he's starting back up on Friday and Saturday. Like, I get the three fixtures in between to like make up the time lost for COVID. I get that. But come on a Thursday night, nonetheless, that's a little much. And, you know, Zapata played that game against Napoli and Atalanta. Napoli beat him 4. It had him 4-0 at halftime, and beat him 4. Ended up beating him 4-1.
Even Koulibaly as well came in on a plane.
Yes, Koulibaly changed flights twice.
Went straight.
That guy's a warrior. Not everyone's like him. You can't put his standards on everyone.
And you know what's great. Man. What's great about Koulibaly getting the match winner? You know, and I know Marco. I know. Sitting there watching as a Juventino, it sucks. But as a Calcio fan, you and I were texting before that match about Koulibaly the whole morning. Like, so we didn't even know it was going to happen. And we were like back and forth, yo, Koulibaly's a monster, blah, 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 blah. And then boom, I smiled big when he won, got the winner, because I knew that was your cue on CBS to be like, boom, Koulibaly is this, you know, Yeah, I know how much respect for you guys have for Koulibaly and you know, he takes pretty good pictures too, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So it's funny, before the match, I had prepared, like I had told the guys at CBS, because they're like amazing behind the scenes and they love our input. And I told them about the story about Koulibaly and they were going crazy, like, wow, that's amazing. And I said, guys, let's save it. Let's not run it in the beginning of the match. I said, let's see at halftime if he does anything crazy. Then halftime came and we kind of ran through it. And I said, let's save it for the end of the match. And I had sent them the quote and stuff or whatever. And to be honest, like when I knew Napoli was going to score, I mean, if you were watching that second half, I mean, I knew it was coming. And I told the guys around me, I said, listen, if Napoli do score, it better be Koulibaly, because at least we could run that piece and it has like a real meaning. So then we opened the show with that whole Koulibaly story.
And also, if you guys didn't know, we posted a picture of Koulibaly on Twitter with the camera.
And he actually retweeted responded. It. He responded.
No, he responded with the pictures that he took from the camera.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Wow.
I had a wild. I have a wild.
The Napoli Nuns went nuts for that. I'll tell you that much. It was.
I've been sleeping like 4 hours a night.
That's okay.
I have not checked.
That's how you get a pass, Marco. Yeah, it was really cool.
I thought he just retweeted it.
Oh, he responded with the photos.
Yeah, yeah, he tagged you guys. It was like in every Napoli chat that I'm in today. It's like, guys, K2 responded to IFTV. You know, that's pretty cool. That's awesome.
No, we love him. He's awesome, man. He's just a good soul. He's just he's an amazing guy.
He is, man. I want to take a quick question out here, guys. You know, it goes to the both of you, whoever like to respond, for one of our boys here, Alex. What do you like? This guy, I believe, is in England as well. So we got fans worldwide here watching. Yeah. What do you lads think Juve's biggest priorities are going forward? How would you like to answer that?
I would just briefly say, I think the first thing, they really got to start their foundation from the start. I feel like they need that unity. I feel like they don't have that team spirit like they had in the past few years. And I feel like that mentality that they've been, you know, the top dog and stuff has been faded away. And I was so surprised with Allegri. I never expected Allegri, who's, you know, won so much at Juve, he's coming back and be comfortable to defend a point. And I was so shocked by that. They were just trying to pack the box. Hopefully they don't concede another goal. Mm-hmm. And I just wouldn't have believed in a million years that that would be Juve with Allegri, who's won so much, doing that. So I feel like they got to rediscover their identity and really become a team. I think start from the beginning.
Right. Kind of like I'm feeling you, Mike. I'm feeling you. Just kind of like restart. Get back to basics. Yeah. Find a way to push forward. You know, find a way to attack. Did you find it, Marco?
Happens to yeah, I found it. I see awesome. He replied to it with a picture. That's wild. That's weird.
Yeah. She posted an Instagram on him, bro.
I saw the pictures. I didn't realize that he was tweeting it to us.
No, he responded to us.
That's awesome. Pretty cool, all right? Yeah. Tell him we said hi if you speak to him, all right?
Just like, we'll tell him. You know.
Well, we already got Osimhen promising my kids a jersey. That's pretty cool.
Ooh, that's awesome.
We need, but yeah, he keeps wearing Koulibaly stuff. He's waiting on that Osimhen. Dudes, you know, hey, what else can we talk about? What you got, Ralph? You got another question on your mind? Well, I saw you going.
Well, no, I know, guys. I know your busy time is limited. We probably have a few more minutes. I just wanted to knock out a couple questions. Let's listen on a lighter note, Mike. You're a hit today. I just want you to know, Mike, you're a hit today.
The
chat loves you. I don't know if you've been seeing it, especially towards the beginning. Everybody wants to know how you take care of your hair. I got like six questions. What do you do to your hair? So let's just answer. Abide.
I just put in Greek olive oil. I literally just hair
Greek oil
a hair
olive.
Dryer. A hair Greek dryer olive. Right after the shower, and that's it. And I will confirm
he has unbelievable hair, but what's even more impressive is his dad's hair is even better than his. Like,
really?
Honestly, believe it.
That's the Mediterranean in him, man. Us and Napoli got the same thing. You didn't get it. Look here, I'm hiding it. Look at all this.
You have great hair.
My brother has similar hair to you, Rafa, so he lets those locks
yours
go
is
long.
Great.
Thank you. But you have to see my dad's 66 years old, and you know, the hairline might be a little higher, but the rest of it is there. And it might be a little salt and pepper, but it's there. My mom too. We have such great hair.
His dad's is salt and pepper, but but it's like super thick. Like, his hairline might be lower than Mike's. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, every time hair, it's unbelievable. And it's thicker. And it's his. I swear, his dad's hair is even thicker.
Probably. Yeah. You get a fresh cut today, Mike? What do you got? A one on the side there?
I forgot you're a barber.
That's right.
I was like, that was very specific with the one.
We got to.
You know what I'll do? I'll come down on set. I'll bring my tools.
Bro,
I'll give the whole crew a haircut.
Let's do it.
Tell Peter I'll do a straight razor on his dome. Tell him not to.
Bro, cut it a little too.
I will. I'm gonna slice just a. Oh shit! Sorry. That's it.
Antonio,
that's it.
You got to. You have to convince Antonio that he needs to shave his head. He just leaves it like. It looks way worse.
He looks like a badass when he shaves it. Completely.
Yeah, when he shaves it, he looks like Saki.
He looks tough.
It looks very good. And he looks
like Saki. Like Amigo Saki.
Exactly like Saki. I swear. When he does like a clean shave, he looks really good with it.
Yeah.
He doesn't listen. We mess with him so much that he doesn't like listen to anything we say anymore.
No.
He thinks everything we say is like the opposite. Yeah, yeah. So.
That's so funny, guys. We all got to get a cut from Ralph, man. Ralph, you got to line us all up, bro.
I got you, man. I got you. I mean, yeah. Listen, for the first time in how long, we have guests that actually have hair. I don't know. Ah! We had Art Morelli. We had who else? Bertillo. We had this guy, too.
This guy.
We have guys who have freaking manes. I love it. It's great.
Right. Yeah. That's why we got Rafa to come in with me, because we, you know, we had to balance out the hair situation.
Well,
you know?
I mean, and this is, and listen, and here's our mugs, right? But with this is supposed to be me, but where's my hair? And this is supposed to be Ralph, and it looks like he has hair, but it's a headphone.
It's a headphone. I was trying to exaggerate the baldness.
Nah, and I like it, and I appreciate it. Allie thinks it's good, too. She says, look, listen, no one has hair in this thing, so.
Guys, I'm gonna put your handles up here. I mean, I'm sure everybody knows it by now, but here you are, IFTV Official, IFTV Marco, and IFT Mike, guys. It's been a pleasure. Anything you want to add, guys? Anything you want to shout out?
I wanted to ask you guys to be on. You guys are asking all the questions.
No. Give it to us. If you got time,
let's go. I'm ready.
If you got time, let's go.
You got time.
But if you don't, I understand.
Yeah. No, I mean, be honest now. Before the Mercato and before the season started, did you have Napoli in the same position you have them now? And, you know, elaborate on
that. Is that a fair question?
No. I don't know if Ralph did it. We didn't discuss. Did we? Did you do a 1-20? Because I did. I did. Okay.
I did it.
I had Napoli before. I had them in third.
Okay.
Now I have them in second.
Ooh. Dude, who's first?
I think I have the same thing.
Inter. Yeah, dude. So before I had Juve, Inter, Napoli, and then I think it was Lazio. I still have Lazio there. I still have Lazio. I think I put Lazio third and Juve fourth with Roma. Like, again, I think it's going to be so close, man.
Yeah, it's going to be close.
But I mean, I have to give the advantage to Inter. You know, someone brought up to me, you know, you get the champion's advantage. You know what I mean? Even though they lost Lukaku and they lost Hakimi and they got a new manager, it's not a slouch of a manager. No. You know, Dzeko is a good body to have up there, and they really did. I really liked them adding Di Marco and them adding Dumfries and
Hakan.
And then for me, Correa once I found out Correa was like, I was like, oh, you know, here we go. They're not. I mean, listen, they don't have the goal scorer, but I still feel like Inter should get that respect because they have most of the team from last year besides them. So, you know, why not give them the respect that they deserve?
It's theirs to lose, in my opinion. None of us have changed that. We've all had Inter from the start.
I did have Juve, man. Listen, when I...
You too, didn't you?
Oh, I meant now. Sorry.
No, when I made my first... Yeah, when I made my first prediction, it was Juve because Ronaldo, Allegri's back.
It was about Allegri,
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Once Allegri hit the news, it was like, oh, Juve's first, and I was like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
All right.
What about you with Napoli? Where did you have them?
You know, I said top four. To be honest, when speaking, I haven't like kind of mentioned anything publicly or on Twitter, but like last year, it's going to be one of the biggest coin tosses again this season. I don't know who's going to finish top four. I'll be honest. I really.
We need to know. Show us where the coin is, bro.
I'm okay, fine.
Give him the biz, Rafi.
Right. I'll give you the biz. I like Inter. I like the way they look. I like the way that they came out real hard. I think they were one of the teams that had to kind of prove something, especially considering their losses between Lukaku and such. So they proved to me that they can still kind of keep going forward and contend. So Inter's up there with me. Napoli, I think two or three for me. It's a coin toss. The rest, I think Lazio, Roma are dark horses. What's going on in the capital over there? Juve could come up at any point. Like, I don't count them out ever just because they had a slow start.
Can't never count them out.
You can't. Come on. Nine times good at the champions in a row. Like, you can't count them out. Milan, good young team. If they stay healthy and connect, we might see them up there. So,
hold on. Atalanta, Fiorentina.
I'm saying Napoli, Scudetto, Inter second. Napoli, Scudetto.
Are you going to say that? Napoli, Scudetto? Really?
Napoli, Scudetto, Inter second. No, screw it. Nobody ever gives us the Scudetto. I want to change that.
Okay,
I mean, change things. No, I
want Rafi.
Scudetto, Inter second.
Juve.
Milan third.
Ooh. All right.
Fourth, Roma.
Ooh, oh, Juve not even in the top four.
Sorry.
All right, you gotta put your house on the line on that one.
Dang.
I'll still stay by it.
I'll stay there.
All right.
You're locked in.
You gotta remember this.
You'll stay in the studio if you leave your
okay.
house like Antonio.
Okay. All right. We'll become roommates. We'll go rent like a studio or something.
Listen, I have a feeling Fiorentina's getting into Europe, man. They're going to Europe.
Europa.
Yeah. Six. Six.
I like
Atalanta. Who's not
huh?
Atalanta?
I don't know.
Yeah, dude, I don't know, man. Atalanta to me is like, I had this feeling from the beginning of the season. Atalanta's really? Just gonna kind of like drop off. They got Champions League again too. You know, I mean,
yeah.
You know, I think they're gonna try to focus on that too. I don't know. I don't see that train continuing anymore. You know, I just don't.
They disappoint you.
Sampdoria too, man. Sampdoria with Caputo and
almost like they disappointed me, bro. It's three games in.
Yeah, because they don't have 18 goals yet.
No, it's true. I know. I feel like the magic faded a little bit. I don't know.
I do. Hey, guys, really fast before we all go. I don't know. We got time, but how cool? And I brought this up to you guys, and I don't know if you used it or not. And I really wish you would. How cool is it that Inter's Champions League group has three Italians in it? With Inzaghi, Ancelotti, and De Zerbi, especially De Zerbi. And it's all three of the same teams that they had in the group last season. For me, it's like just blew my mind. I thought it was really, really pretty cool.
Yeah, we made it.
We made a post about
it. Oh, you did? Okay. So, I must have missed it.
I think we called it, we said a funny name for it.
The Italian job or something like that?
I don't know. No,
I got it.
Group of Italy. Okay, it's
not funny. Funny. Oh yeah.
I thought it was better.
Funny.
Yeah, it wasn't funny.
No, but it's good. I like it.
I thought it sounded better. No, yours is way better. Maybe Italian job is way better.
Yeah.
That's Mike's funny.
Change it, Marco. Change it.
All right, guys.
But yeah, that should be good. To be honest, I appreciate De Zerbi. He left Serie A because no big teams really want to take a chance. So he's going to a Champions League team. He's gonna show. You know, the capabilities, how good he is as a coach. And, you know, if he does well at Shakhtar, he can be looking at really any top team, almost any top team in Europe if he has a really good season or two over there.
Any top team in Europe? Real Madrid.
I said almost any top team in Europe.
Damn.
He said no to everyone.
Marco's bringing the fire to Mike.
If he does good at Shakhtar, I would think so. No, I'm saying if he does good over there, he can do –
I gave him 18.
Fonseca at Shakhtar did pretty decent over there, and he got the Roma job. So if De Zerbi blows it out of the water over there, I think he can go to a pretty good team.
I think that's
in the
top five
leagues.
It went from pretty good. It went from top team to pretty
fucking,
good.
I'm not ready. I always like De Zerbi. I always like De Zerbi. I just love the way he plays, man. It's so fun to watch.
Yes. And he's a former Napoli player, man. Spent the season in Serie B with Napoli, man.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool. Yeah,
guys,
absolutely.
Guys, I'm going to put a little bit of closing music on. We'll all get out of here together, guys. Thank you to everybody in the chat for sticking with us. Let's get a big Forza IFTV up in the chat, man. Let's show Mike and Marco some love.
You got to get a Forza Napoli and a Forza IFTV and a Forza Italia.
Forza, whatever you want a Forza right now. Forza in the chat. We're going to put it up.
Be careful letting them decide that.
I mean, you know.
Might get bad.
We'll see who makes it up, but you can Forza whatever you want. But guys, So big thanks to you guys, to the both of you for showing up today, man.
Thanks to you.
Thanks for having us, guys.
No, awesome. Congratulations to all your newfound success with the IFTV show. Marco, you're killing it up there, bro. I want
CBS,
you to know that.
Paramount.
We're watching you, man. You're doing a great job. Keep it up. Say hi to the whole crew for us, all right? Yes. Tell them we're watching them, man. It's been a pleasure. Anybody you want to shout out real quick before?
Yeah, I want to shout out you two right now, because you know the culture community is only as good as the people that help build on top of it. And I feel like a couple years ago we never had this with you and so many others who are trying to promote the game, trying to push the culture. You know, that's what it's all about. Like we all got to rise to the top together and be there and creating great content. So you guys are great people as well. You know, we've hung out, you know, in person, and that's the most important thing to us. So we appreciate you anyway that we could ever help in you know, whether it's little, whether it's big, like we're here for you, and we're just as happy, all right? We're your number one fans.
Oh man, that means a real lot to us, dude. Yeah, for real. Yeah.
I'm gonna cry twice on this show. I never cried twice. only once.
When did we cry, Ralph? When did we cry? We cried when Napoli. We cried at the last day of the season.
I cried
today.
About that beautiful thing that Marco said earlier with the
with the Juve thing.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, the Juve thing.
I thought you were talking about when I cried when we missed the Champions League.
When Rafa cries, when Rafa cries, an angel gets its wings, always, guys.
I'm crying in 5 minutes. I got a schedule.
But let's get on out of here, guys. Thanks again. Again, thanks to everybody in the chat. Be sure to hit like, subscribe, follow us. Follow Mike and Marco on IFTV if you haven't already. Until then, Forza Napoli, guys. Ciao, ciao. We'll see you.
Ciao, ciao.